get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live, loud and local across central Queensland.
Tim, Wednesday is my favourite day of the week.
Why?
Because we get to play Spell My Name.
All right. Yeah, that is a good get. That is a good reason, but I feel like it's not enough reason for it to be your favourite day of the week.
It is my favourite day of the week. 13, 12, 16, give us a call if you have a hard name to spell after 7:30. We're going to give it a crack.
Well,
try and give it a go.
It's hopefully, as I'm sure a lot of people listening would know, last week was the hardest week of Spell My Name. Three names I've never heard of before in my life.
It was rough.
Renee was the one name that I'd heard spelled R-E-N-A-U.
Yeah.
Not
okay. Who spells Renee like that?
That's Renu, and it's pronounced Manu, and he's on that cooking show. So that's okay. But if you have a tricky name, hey, if you have any name, this game is just for you. We're playing it after 7:30, so make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah, also after 8:30 today, we'll reveal the results of our table flipping competition yesterday.
Super hard-hitting experiments on this show. You found a Japanese game show about releasing anger and internal expressions, and we thought we'd have our hand at it.
Turns out it's really difficult, but we'll give you the results after 8:30.
Not difficult, not important.
Yeah.
That's the word you're looking for, Jess.
Tim, I've also got up next the top 10 occupations that are the most psychopaths in them. And our job is in the top three.
Oh, no.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, to kick off your Wednesday morning, I've got the top 10 jobs that are most likely to attract psychopaths.
Good. This is what I like to hear, mate.
Psychopaths aren't always, you know, you're crazy, like murderers from movies and whatever.
No.
It's people that are like, you know, a little bit psycho.
All right. Do we need to set the scene for psychos?
Please.
All right.
Ooh. In which order would you like me to go in? From 10?
Go from 10. Get through it quick.
Civil servants. 10.
Yes.
9 chefs. I guess they've got a lot of knives.
It's hot in there. That would make people go crazy.
8 clergy.
Oh, yeah.
7 police.
Yes, I'm understanding all of these so far.
6 journalists.
Again, this is going on a continuous trend.
5 surgeons. They cut into people, so that makes sense.
Crazy.
4 salespeople.
So everyone.
3, the media.
The media, that's us, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
We have, oh wow.
2, lawyers.
Yeah, they're the worst.
And the number one job that attracts psychopaths, CEOs.
Well, everyone's got one of those. That's disgusting. But like,
we made the top three, Tim.
We made the top three. Why are we psychotic? Is that an ego thing? It's like, how good am I?
I guess so. I don't know. Like, maybe you just have to be crazy to want to work in media. I don't know.
I don't think it's that's a different side of it. I think it's like psychopaths or like psychotic is people that have got a screw loose in their head. But obviously, like, where are they getting these figures from?
I have no idea. It's just a list that's come out.
What a scientific reason.
A psychopath, it's usually described as someone who has, like, antisocial behaviour, shows zero remorse and lacks empathy.
So, oh, yeah.
We're real good people here in the media.
I think all 10 should be sales.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, right now I want to talk about the World Cup. And specifically, the animals that help predict the results.
Obviously, the soccer is very important in the World Cup, but something that I think appeals to a lot of people that maybe aren't massive sports fans are animals predicting outcomes of sports games.
You're not a big fan of psychics, but psychic animals you can get behind.
Absolutely, because I know that they've got the power, as in humans, they absolutely do not. And so Japan lost 3-2 yesterday morning. I watched the game during the show because I'm an uber professional.
Yes.
They were 2 goals ahead, lost 3-2 in the last 20 minutes of the game. A lot of people say they lost because Belgium, who they were playing, is such a good team. Turns out it has nothing to do with the actual game itself.
No, it has to do with a psychic octopus in Japan.
Rabio.
Yes.
Or Rabois, however you pronounce it.
Let's go with Rabio.
Rabio. Rabio successfully predicted the 3 first games Japan played in the World Cup. So it was in a fish tank that a fisherman caught, and he would put food in win, loss, or draw.
Yes.
And whatever the octopus would go to, that's what would happen, and that's actually what happened.
He was
predicted 3 from 3.
3 from 3. And so how did they reward this beautiful octopus? You know, a very intelligent creature,
yes,
some would say.
Of course.
They made him into calamari.
Made him into calamari, chopped him up, and sacrificed him before Japan's game against Belgium last night.
Did he even get a chance to predict the Belgian game?
Didn't know. He was chopped up beforehand, and obviously the World Cup octopus predicting gods were unhappy with this sacrifice that was unnecessary, in my opinion, and they put a curse on the Japanese soccer team, and this is why they lost their game yesterday at the World Cup.
Makes perfect sense to me, mate.
Makes perfect sense. This is what happened to Gary the Goat in Germany. They used him for some lamb afterwards, or goat.
Whatever. What? Did they?
No, I'm just
trying
to embellish.
Tim, I'm still trying to get over the octopus.
He's not alive. It was 2006. I don't know how long goats live for, but I don't think it's that long. But Rabiot, the World Cup Japanese octopus, obviously, that's the reason.
Maybe psychic octopuses just taste better than just regular octopuses.
You don't need salt and pepper, so it's a win-win.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland.
Just having a bit of a dance there, buddy.
I mean, it's a good opener, isn't it? Tim, KFC Australia has announced that it's going to award a year's supply of free chicken to one lucky customer.
Look, that's dangerous. It's real dangerous.
And I immediately I read this story, I was like, well, it's not going to be in Australia. Because all of the good stuff that happens to KFC is usually America or Japan. Yeah. The Japanese love their KFC.
Oh, I don't blame them.
But National Fried Chicken Day is when the winner will be announced. And all customers have to do is explain why them or someone they know is deserving of the prize.
Oh.
Yeah. So that person's going to, the winner is entitled to $100 worth of KFC products each week.
Mate,
for 52 weeks.
That's a lot of chicken.
That is 458 three-piece boxes.
I think, look, you know that in a past life and still in a current life that I'm trying to let go of, I love KFC. I've had KFC once in the last 3 months, and it's been a challenge. It has been a challenge.
I think I was with you when we did that.
You were.
We had
and I was
burgers.
Like, today's the day, Jess. We're getting a zinger. And look, I'm concerned for my health and safety if I win. Because I'm going to win.
You're not going to win because you know that I'm more of a supporter of KFC. I've been trying to become their brand ambassador for years.
Jess, there could be someone listening right now sitting there giggling their butt off because they're going, Tim and Jess think they're KFC fans, and they're literally sitting on a throne of KFC buckets. we could be peasants to this KFC overlord. So good luck to everyone that is trying to become the ultimate KFC
master.
Yeah,
you can enter at the KFC Australia Facebook page. All you have to do is tell them why you are the ultimate KFC fan. The competition ends 6 p.m. Wednesday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, something is sweeping the country at the moment. Mm-hmm. A single individual. They were even at the No. This is... I don't know who I'm talking about right now. So this is why I need your help.
Sure.
This person was at the Logies. Mm-hmm. This person is going and doing tours around Australia. And I saw a photo that my cousin posted on Facebook of people waiting for this individual at a shopping centre.
Right.
3.5 hours before they were meant to be on stage. It looked like the Beatles were in town.
Right. Cast of Home and Away.
Who or what is a JoJo Siwa?
It's JoJo Siwa.
Okay, what's a JoJo Siwa?
So she was... I can't believe you're asking me this. Seriously?
Mate,
we've talked about her on the
like
show before.
It's like mayhem. It is mayhem. What's a JoJo Siwa?
So she was one of the stars of Dance Mums.
Oh, no, I've brought Dance Mums onto
yes.
the show. What have I done?
She was one of the stars on Dance Mums. And since leaving the show, she is now a YouTube sensation. And she has so much merch. If you ever walk into the kids' aisle, there's one aisle in Kmart that's just JoJo Siwa.
For real?
She has literally that much merch.
I don't understand how that people can get this famous.
Well, her big thing, and you probably would have seen this in the photos, if you've seen photos of it.
Yeah.
Bows. JoJo Siwa Bows.
Why do they call her Bowo Siwa?
Okay.
Capitalize on the marketing.
Her bows are massive. She's got 400 in her range.
Well, she's 10?
Yeah.
11? 12?
15.
Okay. I'm a bit further off. But
she packed out a massive shopping centre in Melbourne
yesterday. I saw a photo because my cousin sent me a photo and she was like, look at this madness. Mm. And I was like, what's a JoJo Siwa? I thought it was some meeting of countries. Yeah. I was like, oh, JoJo Siwa sounds like
no, she's signed a contract with Nickelodeon now, so she's one of those Nickelodeon teen stars. This is her second trip to Australia.
Really? She's 15.
Yeah.
By the time I was 15, I'd been to Canberra once. So we live different lives, us and JoJo Siwa. So
Siwa. Oh,
sorry, Siwa.
Her fans are called Siwanators with a Z.
I wish I should not have brought this up on the show. I see my fault.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
13, 12, 16. We're asking, do you expect your rich mate to pay when you go out?
Yeah. Your wealthy buddies, because Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister, he's a wealthy boy. Mm-hmm. Shocked, the leader of our nation is well off. But he actually, besides being the Prime Minister, he was already a wealthy businessman from the past, through property development, his other careers. And he actually, which I think is fantastic, donates his prime ministerial annual wage to charity every single year.
I mean, when you've got that much cash, Tim, you can afford to just not have to take your age.
And it got me thinking about, obviously, Malcolm Turnbull, just because he's the Prime Minister, doesn't mean he, just like you or I, he's got a bunch of mates that mm-hmm. he hangs out with, like catch up with the guys or his group of friends or his couple friends that him and his wife have. And
I can't imagine him just like hanging out with the boys.
The boys.
Just watching a game.
Down in the boat shed watching the NRL. But it did get me thinking, because say for Malcolm Turnbull's friendship circle, would his mates just be like, mate, everything's on you. You're the Prime Minister. I'm not paying.
Yeah.
We're going to the pub. I'm not paying.
But maybe he's surrounded by equally rich mates. Like maybe his mates are richer.
Probably.
And they're all like, they all fight over who gets to pay the bill.
I was going to say, come on, James Packer, you're only worth $4 billion, mate. It's your shout. And it is an interesting concept because I don't necessarily think I have many rich or wealthy mates where I'll be like, oh, Gerald's the rich one. First of all, I don't have a friend called Gerald. Gerald's the rich one. Hey, mate, dinner's on you or your round is more often when we go out for a drink.
I'm too proud for that sort of thing. Like, even if I've got, like, literally $6 in my account, I'll put things on credit just to be like, nah, guys, dinner's on me. It's okay. Your girl's got you covered because I don't want to have to, like, be like, hey, guys, can someone pay
me
dinner
spot
tonight?
Me? Can someone spot me tonight?
It is payday on Thursday and it's only Monday.
But, like, if you were friends, say you were friends with Jaden Smith, millionaire, potentially a bazillionaire. If you're going out and say you're in our situation where you're not rich at all, I wouldn't be like, because like he's probably accustomed to a lifestyle that doesn't line up with mine.
Cash.
Like he could probably come and do the things that I enjoy doing, but I don't know if I could afford to do the things that my best mate Jaden Smith can do.
I feel like if Jaden Smith got one of our like electricity bills, he wouldn't have a heart attack like we would.
No, I think he would laugh and say,
he'd be like, put it on one of my 17 credit cards. It's
exactly.
Fine.
Exactly. But he doesn't need a credit card if he's rich because he's just got the money. So we're asking on 13, 12, 16, do you expect your wealthy mate to pay? Do you expect someone that earns more than you to offer to pay when you're out for drinks, out for food, out just doing activities?
Oh, God, it makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Well, that's the thing.
Like,
I'm very intrigued by this answer and how this affects certain groups around Central Queensland. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Do you expect your wealthy friend to pay?
And 13, 12, 16, Tim, we're asking, do you expect your rich mate to pay for you when you go out?
Yes, because Malcolm Turnbull, he donates his annual wage to charity because he already earns enough without being the Prime Minister, which is just,
mate,
it's like Donald Trump,
I guess.
That's
goals, hey? Like, that is goals. One day I want to be so rich that I can just donate copious amounts of money.
Whether it's his own charities or other charities, it's still, he's giving the money to a non-for-profit group. That's good in my book.
Yeah.
I don't care where the money's going. Obviously, unless it's a good place. We don't want bad places.
But if you were mates with Malcolm, would you expect him to, like, grab dinner
Absolutely.
Every time?
I can't afford to get to Kirribilli House. Can you?
Absolutely
I can't
not.
Afford flights to Canberra just to hang out.
I don't think anyone's inviting us to Kirribilli House.
You don't know that. We have a young life ahead of us and if we ever go to Kirribilli House, you know I'll rub your face.
Oh, you will. You absolutely will.
Mark it, by 2030, we'll be at Kirribilli House. Anyway, we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, in your friendship circle, just because it probably doesn't have Malcolm Turnbull in it, if we're being real, does your rich mate offer to pay for more things just because they're wealthy? And do you expect them to do that? And we've had Ash call through from Gracemere. Ash, do you expect your richer mates to pay for you when you're out?
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay. See, it makes me feel uncomfortable, Ash. Like,
I could hear in the voice that it was uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, because they just think that, I mean, no matter what you earn, everybody works hard for their money.
Mm-hmm. But Ash, don't you think it's tricky? Say if your wealthy mate was like, hey, let's all go do this like 5-course dinner at this restaurant that my uncle owns and he said that it's great, and then you can't afford to pay for a $300 meal that night. Like, that's a tricky situation, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if she offered then...
I would accept it.
See, this is what I mean. There's the fine line of it's like, all right, well, if so-and-so's asking, they're the rich one, shouldn't they be offering
payment?
Yeah,
and then you just shout them a drink and you're even, right?
And I'll drive. Like, she can catch a ride.
Oh, you're beautiful. Ash, you're a saint.
I mean, some people are throwing around the word hero, Ash.
Hero, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your call, hero, Ash.
Bye, guys.
See you, mate.
See, I've got mates, Tim, that will always shout drinks on night outs. Yeah. It's like, oh, this will be my round. And then it comes to my round and I'm like, this is like an $80 round.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm out.
That's why I leave at 10 p.m. every single night.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Yes, it is I, Harvey, the Whispering Whale. Today's code word is vacay.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, here's a name we haven't heard for a while, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber making weird headlines today. Two headlines he's making. First of all, him and, of course, Hailey Baldwin canoodling in New York City is getting everyone, like, excited and all that kind of thing. They're taking their relationship, their on-and-off relationship to new levels. However, a new headline Justin Bieber is also making. He has just avoided the wrath of a potential breach of a warrant for his arrest. Now, remember the 2014 egging incident? Remember that?
I loosely remember him getting caught up in an egging situation, yes.
He egged his neighbour's house. The neighbour was called Jeffrey Schwartz, so he's obviously this rich, fabulous man and his fabulous family. Well, he egged the house. Well, they were supposed, Jeffrey and Justin had set a date to sit down and write their deposition of what happened during the 2014 egging incident. However, Justin missed the date because he was in New York City canoodling with Hailey Baldwin. And if you miss that date, there becomes a warrant out for your arrest.
Oh, my God.
All of his lawyers freaked out. They jumped on private jets and calls and everything. And they got him there just in time because he was about to be a warrant for his arrest for missing the deposition sitting. There you go.
I'm not a massive fan of celebrities feeling they're above the law.
Yeah.
And even if it's for egging, I'm not a massive fan of it. Pay the price, Bieber. Pay the
Mate,
price.
Mate, he had to sun himself in New York City. We've all got stuff going on.
Not in New York City. I just think that I'm glad that he showed up because otherwise I would be very disappointed. Not angry, Dean. Just disappointed.
Listen to you. You made me feel bad for him.
That's all right.
Thanks, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow, buddy.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Spell my name, spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Spell my name. It is an incredibly challenging game.
For us, Tim.
For us. And, hey, we love people playing along at home, in the car, on the way to school. Whatever you're doing, hopefully you're playing along and you're doing a lot better than we are. Because essentially, we're very bad at spelling names, turns out.
13, 12, 16. If you've got a tough name to spell, people are always getting it wrong, we want you to give us a challenge.
Absolutely.
So tell us your name and we'll give it a crack.
13, 12, 16 is that number. It could be a tricky name, could be a generic name. We like to have a mix of all because otherwise I find it extremely unfair as a very uncultured individual. but we have a new system of definitely writing it down because that's been my back. I just go.
You haven't been writing
I've
it down.
I've just been going off brain.
Oh, Tim.
And as my mum said, Tim, never use your brain to solve a problem. So that's what I'm going to be doing today.
This is a team sport.
Yes.
We both need to put as much work
Come
in.
Come on. We can do this. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Keep the calls coming through. We'll take as many as we can. We are playing Spell My Name.
Spell my name, spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Name. Name.
The best singers in Central Queensland.
Name. Got a record deal out of that one. but I don't care about record deals. I care about spelling people's names because it is sometimes a tricky situation. Sometimes you can offend people. And I enjoy the inclusivity of this game.
It's good to practice, Tim.
Yeah.
It is good to practice.
Absolutely. I feel like the SBS World Cup broadcasters that were getting made fun of for their pronunciation of names.
We're just trying to do a valuable service.
We're just trying to include everyone that might not necessarily have a name that you could consider common here in Australia, but we want to make it common. And that's the whole point. So we're going to try and spell your name. And first call through on 13, 12, 16. Who is it, Jess?
We got Talia from Gladstone.
Talia from Gladstone. Talia, are we spelling your name?
I want you to spell my partner's name.
Spell your partner's name. What is your partner's name, Talia?
My partner's name is Benjamin Paul Monoclonati McMillan.
Excuse me.
I don't know if you've sworn, so I don't know if I need to press the swear bleep there.
Can we pick one of those names? Because it's going to take us, like, the whole segment to do his...
So one of his middle names is Monoclonati.
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 All right, Jess, okay. You go.
Monaconarti.
No.
Don't laugh like where the dickheads. That's not fair. All right, here's my attempt. Monucanti.
No.
Wait, is that right?
No, she said no.
I'm married to him and can't even spell it.
What, can you give us a crack? How wrong did we get it?
Monaco is Munkoa and then Nari, Ngarri.
G-A-R-I. Okay.
I say this every week, but how dare you? But thank you very much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Terry from Caloundra as well on 13, 12, 16. Terry, what name are we spelling?
Sargison, mate.
Sargison?
Yep.
All right, Jess, you go.
S-A-R-G-E-S-O-N.
Oh, my God. Normally people put other R's and more N's in it. You guys are the best.
Yeah. Wait,
We got one.
Yes.
Are you for real? I didn't even write it down. I was so confused.
Oh, Terry. I've never been more excited. Thank you so much for your call, buddy.
I can't believe someone got it right.
Mate, to be honest, neither can I. See you, mate. Hooroo.
Terry made my day today.
Leave on a high, Jess. We've got to get it. I think this game is either proving how cultured we are or how uncultured we are. But I'm going to take the positive. Culture Tim and Jess on Hits AQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Just quickly before we move on to the final hour of the show, the Rockhampton Rustlers... best sports name of a team. Imagine just like a team.
What is a rustler?
They just rustle your feathers. Just, oh, rustle. Rustle. Oh,
maybe it's just a team of rustles.
Just putting, no. So what they do is they slightly put you off by just rustling your things. They just go, oh, your water bottle's a metre away from where, oh, rustle.
Like when I just slightly turn the lights down here in the studio.
And it throws me off. You rustled me. You should play for the Rockhampton Rustlers. Well,
if they're looking for a player, I'll be good to go in about 6 months' time.
I was so focusing on the name, I don't even know what sport they do. If you're a part of the Rockhampton Rustlers, give us a call on 13 12 16. I want to have a 5-hour conversation with you.
But Tim, after 8:30, we want to get to our table flipping competition.
Absolutely.
Because yesterday, you know, we had a really busy day here in the office.
Flat out.
And we flipped some tables.
You introduced a Japanese game show to me that I think is incredible. It's all about releasing internal anger in a creative way. And I feel like we did it perfectly. We'll share the results later on in the show.
Yeah, but before 8:30, we want to celebrate Christmas in July.
Jingle jangle. That jangle jangle is more of a police prison type. Jingle jingle.
I think you mean jingle bells, hey?
Jingle jingle all the way, because I can't say the other one because I don't have copyright on that. But we're very excited because we are going to be celebrating all month long with some local businesses giving back to you this Christmas in July.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Baby, don't go. The Backstreet Boys are back with their new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Listen or download now.
Oh, my God, we're back again.
The Backstreet Boys live on the world-famous rooftop in Vegas. Hosted by Carrie and Tommy. Only from the Hit Network.
Thank you so much.
And only Hit VIPs can win their way there, Tim. Hit.com.au is where you go to sign up. It takes literally 2 minutes and you could be heading over to Las Vegas.
Hardly any time at all. We've got one of those Hit VIPs on the phone right now. Her name is Rosalind. And Rosalind, look, I know this is a hard question, but who's your favourite Backstreet Boy?
Oh, gee. any one of them that would give me a wave would be my favourite.
Jeez, yeah, are you trying to bribe the Backstreet Boys with waves?
Well, you know, I could ask for more, but a wave's pretty cheap and pretty easy.
All right, Rosalind. It's true. Rosalind Family Show. Let's just keep that in mind. But Rosalind, we do thank you very much for being a Hit VIP. You did that at hit.com.au. You hardly took any time at all. And we're very happy to let you know that you are one step closer on the standby list to go and see the Backstreet Boys on our world-famous rooftop in Vegas.
Oh, my God, that's great. Thank you so much.
No worries, mate. Make sure you're listening out to the radio because you could be getting another call and heading off to Vegas.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
No worries, bud. We love it.
She's only one step closer and she's already that excited. Imagine if she actually gets to go.
I'm too scared to see that. Hit.com.au. You could be exactly like Rosalind, one step closer on that standby list. Only a few more opportunities this week.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I'm feeling a bit smug this morning.
Why, buddy?
Because
it's
it's
unlike you.
We're both iPhone users. Yeah. And people are always saying to us, well, what do you use an iPhone for?
It's not that big of a deal.
You should get a Samsung.
My sister is one of those people. She's recently got an Android. She loves it, but now her texts come to me in green, so I don't care for them.
I don't care for people who are texting green either,
exactly.
Tim. But Samsung phones, here we go, have been sending photos to contacts without permission.
What do you mean?
I mean that Samsung phones have a bit of a glitch in them at the moment,
Some.
And the devices are randomly sending pictures from the camera roll to contacts, and the only way people are finding out is when they get a receipt saying,
image sent, and what image
it is. So random images being plucked from the camera roll.
Look, I've got embarrassing photos on my phone, not of anything that's like career threatening or like that would publicly shame me.
Or your nudes.
No, my nudes don't exist because they're portraits painted on a canvas and you can't digitally transmit a canvas. But you do need to be careful because it could be embarrassing.
Absolutely. So if you have any concerns, apparently you can contact 1-800-SAMSUNG.
1-800 Oops, sorry, we're not Optus. I'm so sorry.
But there you go, Samsung users. Jump back ship.
To
Apple.
Yeah, have a good morning, Samsungers.
You can check out this story as well as everything that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Here at the radio station, we like to conduct very scientific experiments and we try to immerse ourselves in as many different cultures as possible. And I think that is a great lesson that we can all learn.
Yes, and this week I found there's a Japanese annual tea table flipping competition.
Incredible.
And I thought, well, this seems easy enough.
Yeah.
All we need is a little table.
Yeah.
And have a good flipping time.
Yes, and we decided, look, we can immerse ourselves in this culture of table flipping. Turns out we didn't have a table. Not so simple to organise.
The goal is to flip a small wooden tea table as hard as possible to send fake food on top, flying as far as it can.
Yes, the world record, from what we understand, was 8 metres, pretty much on the dot.
Yes.
So I immediately only wanted to do it to break a world record. And I feel like I'm within my rights to do so.
Absolutely. It turns out it's a lot harder than we thought to flip a table.
Not hard. It is challenging. And we do have the results coming up after this next song. Excited to share our cultural immersion.
Well, the point of it, of course, was that we had to exclaim a bit of rage as well.
Yes.
So you had to shout out something to make that rage come forth.
Yes, kind of like how in tennis you hear some tennis players, instead of just going like, when they hit the ball, it's like, ah! Like we needed a ah before ah. So that was a perfect analogy of what you'll be hearing up next. Did we immerse ourselves in culture enough? Listen up, it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Yesterday, we immersed ourselves in a brand new Japanese culture of table flipping.
Yes, the Japanese have the greatest game shows.
Absolutely.
And the annual tea table flipping competition sees contestants having to exclaim something in rage, flip the table, and the person who can get the food on their table the furthest wins.
We didn't have a plastic fish that they have on the game show. We have an inflatable duck that we use quite a fair bit here at the radio station. So we set up our own little system, and the whole point is to release some inner demons within you and use those demons to push forward this rubber duck and hopefully get it to 8 metres, which is the world record.
Yes.
Here is the audio of yesterday, how it went down after a super busy morning. It all picks up where Jess is doing her first attempt, exclaiming as she flips the table.
Jim is the worst!
-2.9 meters.
Oh, that's pretty good. Can't beat it further.
When will the NBN come to my area?
There's nothing great that you want to throw.
6.5 meters. Where's the duck?
Turns out the duck was several meters behind me. After I cracked it, I decided to have another go.
Why is it still hot in winter?
Oh! Okay, that one you didn't flip. You literally threw it.
Not 8, 7.5.
It doesn't count. You threw it. Boy's got a lot of rage.
And a lot of rage I did have, and I got so close to that world record, right, Jess.
At the end there, you just started kicking things just around. I've never seen so much rage in one person.
I'm like an Englishman at the World Cup right now. I'm celebrating hard because I almost broke the world record. I'm happy with second best.
No, you threw it. It doesn't count. You have to flip the table.
You can decide whether I flipped it or threw it. The video is on our Facebook page. It's going to be on our website very soon.
It's on our Instagram too. Yeah,
search for Hit Central Queensland. If you want to immerse yourself in some culture, I highly recommend table flipping.
Yeah, and if you enjoy watching Tim cheat, then you'll love this video.
Yeah, that's... fair enough. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.